Hello and welcome to our Inner Healer gathering. This class is pre-recorded, taking the place of the in-person class on Thursday, June 19th. And the reason for that is because this morning I was out of sorts and woke up and was feeling this really deep displacement within myself. And my day had started out one way, and then as the morning progressed, I hadn't even gotten past 9 o'clock. As the morning progressed, the day suddenly was going in a completely different direction. And I really sat with it. It was a very off-putting day for me today. And the day this is being recorded is Monday, the 16th. And so it was very off-putting today, and I couldn't put my finger on it. I felt very out of sorts. I spent a lot of time sitting in the energies, but what I was really finding was that a lot of the session work I was doing over the last couple of days was really working with people who were at odds with what was taking place in their life and weren't aware of the patterns and habits that were presenting and that needed to be broken down and transformed. And this is definitely the energy that we're in. So, as I was looking at the session work for the day and some of the work that I've been doing with people the last couple of days, it was very clear to me that this energy was an energy where looking at the wounds, not with great depth, because I don't believe that that helps at all, but having an awareness, so not g doing a deep dive, right? But having an awareness to what is being felt, is very, very healing in itself, because when we are identifying where the feeling is coming from, we can usually transform it pretty quickly. And these energies are just not forgiving these days. I know I have expressed this so many times, and every time we meet, I'm talking to you about the energies that are at play and how intensified the energies are. Well, yesterday I woke up to, I don't know, 11 solar events, flares, and the arise in the KP index, which we had talked about a couple of recordings back. And then this morning I woke up and there were 13 more events, and I'm seeing these sunspots are so huge and so active that they are creating these casts of energy to the earth. And over the next course of days, we're going to have more intensified geomagnetic energy coming in the form of storms. And that has a tendency to make everyone feel very chaotic. And I could speak to my experience today that I was feeling a little displaced from myself. And I had to drive to the post office today. And I was thinking on my way to the post office about the way the clouds and the sky was making me feel. And then in that moment of, having this great awareness that I was perceiving my surroundings like being on a tropical island. And I've been to a number of tropical islands in my lifetime on vacations, but it was not me thinking about, hey, I'm now currently living in Florida, it was not that at all. It was the thinking about living on a tropical island, and then the next thought was, well, how come I'm not living on a tropical island? How come I'm not there, I'm not doing that? And then the awareness right after that was, oh yeah, but you are in a tropical setting. It might not be an island floating in the middle of the Pacific or the middle of the Atlantic, but you are in an island setting. So what is this that's coming up? What are these feelings that are surrounding this feeling of not maybe being exactly where I feel like I should be, right? And it was very disconcerting and a little confusing. And as I let myself explore these ideas and thoughts that I was having about the setting of being in a tropical island, what I realized is it was not so much about being in a tropical island or being in that setting or surrounded by the ocean or a tropical setting, because where I am is, it's a pretty tropical feeling, to be honest. But it was more about the displaced feelings of maybe from my childhood, what I had not allowed myself to explore or engage in, because I was always trying to live up to my mother's expectations for me, of me. And so I never really fully lived for myself. So those of you that are living for yourself, that have always lived for yourself, you wouldn't identify with this. But then there's the other part of it that is the part of us that has to look at the unresolved emotions that come up that surround this feeling as to why am I having this feeling when I'm already here and I'm already in this environment? So what is it really about? That will probably resonate with you, because many times it's not so much about the environment that we're in or, the work that we're doing, but it's more about the unresolved feelings that we're holding within that we have not resolved, that we have not concluded, that we have not transformed. Okay. So that was very powerful awareness. And I came home, I was still feeling outside of myself. And then I decided I was really going to just sit back with this. So the rest of the evening, as I was sitting, I started to just feel into what was taking place within myself. Where was this coming from? And interestingly enough, over the last probably 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, Lord Shiva, who is a Hindu deity, associated with what we're going through at this particular time, right? We have Jupiter in a square with Saturn and Neptune, and so very, very challenging energies at these times. And so Shiva is associated with the sun and represents pure light and the raw, authentic self. Okay, so that part of ourselves that is our most authentic self. And so Shiva also connects to the moon, and in that symbolizes the power over the mind, as well as connecting with the lunar nodes, which is all about concepts of liberation. So when we look at it and we look at the sun is our power, right? It's our governance. It gives us light. It gives us clarity through the light. It gives us power. It gives us the warmth is kind of like symbolism in a sense, right? That fiery aspect, the fire of the sun. And then the moon is our illumination, right? It's our emotional body. It's the power over the mind through the emotions. And so we have it all together, coming together, flowing together, and it's coming at a time of these energies pointing us in the direction of liberation. And we're seeing that kind of playing out in the outer reality, right? I don't watch it, I don't read it, but when I do look at a YouTube video, sometimes there are these little snapshots of what's taking place. It'll come up via the news or somebody posting on it, and it'll show something in the outer reality, like the riots or something like that. So it's really no surprise that this is coming up, that Shiva is coming up at this time. And we're in this combative, challenging energy from now until the 22nd. And it's interesting to me because I've had several clients presenting with some really intense challenges that they're going through at this time, and that the challenges are demanding that they transform themselves through the emotion that they're feeling. In other words, the wounds of the past are coming up in these challenges, and it's with other people demanding for healing within, not with the other person, right? It never has to do with the other person. The other person is simply a placeholder for the work that we have to do, the work that we have not yet done, the place that we have not yet met ourselves in. Okay? And challenges are going to present because they will ultimately lead us to a deeper transformation within ourselves. That's what this time is all about. And it really hit me tonight as I was sitting thinking about this. And I was thinking about how far back I had already started doing this work when Sunny, the chicken that passed, had really provoked that for me with her passing and really gave me that pathway to clear some of the wounds that I had been holding on to. And so everybody on the planet, not just us, but everybody on the planet is going to be going through this. And they're going to be pushed, you're going to be pushed, I'm going to be pushed toward deep transformation. And it's going to present as tension between our desire and what is our reality, right? So we have the planet Neptune, which is all about fantasy and illusion. And then we have Saturn, which is about reality. And Jupiter is a harmonizer, right? Jupiter wants us to be expanded. It wants us to be in our joy. It wants us to be in our happy place. It wants us to be in our liberated state. And they're all coming together in a square, kind of, standing angrily with their backs to each other, wanting each to do what they need to do in order to make peace or make it easier. And we're feeling the same thing. So some of the challenges that we might feel like we're going to experience is a fogginess. And that fogginess is Neptune. We've talked about this before. Neptune can be like wearing rose-colored glasses or fogginess. Now, Neptune just went into Aries, right? It was in another sign. It was in Pisces for 186 years, hasn't been in another sign. It's in Aries finally, after, I don't know, 14 years in Pisces. It's now finally made its way through all of the astro signs and is in the sign of Aries, where it's going to be now for the next so many years. Okay, the next 14 years, I believe. And when it first starts out, because it's in the beginning degrees, it's in 0 degrees, it's unclear. It's like we're wearing foggy goggles, or we're driving a car with soapy windows, a soapy windshield, right? You can't really see clearly. It's requiring us to go within and connect within. And so when we feel this way, and I could tell you, I was feeling this way today. I was feeling like I lacked direction, like I didn't know which way to go. I wanted to do some art, but I just wasn't feeling it. And then I had to make peace with myself, with not wanting to do art. And then be like, well, you're wasting a day that you could be doing art and finishing your painting and moving to the next painting. And I had to really do self-talk and say, well, that's okay if I waste a day because tomorrow could be the day that the painting gets finished. And so we have to be really clear because sometimes we'll have that ego voice in our head and we're not challenging it back. We're listening to it, and then we could feel uncomfortable or feel like we're not doing something right, or feel like we're making a bad choice, right? And so it can be hard to see things clearly when things are foggy and Neptune is in its early degree. And really, all this means is that things are just starting to get going, right? Like, we don't have to have all the answers right now. Things are only just getting going. And so we have to keep reminding ourselves that it's okay for us to not have all the answers. However, it's not okay for us to sleep on ourselves. It's not okay for us to ignore the feelings or ignore what's coming up or act as if it's not, if there's nothing wrong, right? Because that would be escapism, which is also a Neptune potential. And we don't want to turn to unhealthy mechanisms for coping, right? So we have to be really careful and very clear about our habits and how we're handling these moments where we feel confused, or we feel out of sorts, or we're lacking clarity, so that we can get back on track with what it is that we're needing to accomplish, or get on board with what we're needing to see. Because sometimes we see stuff and we don't want to see it because we're like, oh, it can't mean that, right? It can't mean that. But then it does mean that. It does mean, hey, you're not supposed to be doing that anymore. Or, hey, you've picked the same person again. Or, hey, you've picked the same situation again. And then the universe gives you a whack in the head. And you're like, well, that whack in the head was uncomfortable. But you're not getting the message that the whack in the head came because you're picking the same thing. You're not doing the work. You're not clearing the program or the habit. Right? Or the belief that's being held. So we have to see everything more clearly now, and we have to work to remove the fogginess and reduce out the escapism. Because with this energy, there can also be a feeling of stuckness or restriction and limitation or a lack of progress. And that's what I was feeling today. I was feeling stuckness. I was feeling restriction. I was feeling limitation. I was feeling a lack of progress. Now, it wasn't with my work because I had client sessions today, but it was definitely with my artwork. It was definitely with my playtime. So I know now from looking at that and seeing how this affected me that I have to get more clear with my boundaries for work and what I am allowing myself to engage in and what I am then switching to allow myself the playtime, right? So when work is done, that's it, work is done. The boundary is in place so that I can go now and do creation. Because if I feel too obligated to my work, to responding to questions, to responding to different things, it makes it very foggy for me to feel joyful creating. It feels uncomfortable creating because I feel guilty, like I should be responding to people's questions or requests for help or requests for clarity or something like that. So it's important. We're all going to be going through this, right? It's very important for us to get our clarity on what is presenting so that we're not getting stuck in these energies because it would be very, very easy to do that, right? And another thing that can present during this time is doubts and insecurities, which then taps into our sense of self-worth. And if we're not careful, we're gonna actually feel like we're not living to our full potential. Think about that. That's a big one, right? Self-worth has come up so much in my client sessions the last couple of weeks. And not living to the full potential of what your own expectation is. And remember, a lot of this is ego, so we have to be really careful with all of this, right? And get clarity. Really get clear on what it is that is coming up for us, what it is that we are dealing with, what it is that we have to surrender to. We have to be okay with feeling uncomfortable. We cannot transform if we're not willing to feel uncomfortable with something that is taking place. Okay. Now, along with the challenges, there's also going to be opportunities for growth. So we're going to have each one of us in our own way wake up calls, or maybe a big wake-up call, one call, right? To confront yourself and take responsibility for something. Maybe you keep creating the same dynamic in your relationships over and over and over again, not realizing that that's what you're doing because you're playing out issues from your childhood, or you're playing out issues from your very first relationship. Or you're playing out issues from your very first job, right? So we have to look at what is presenting and take responsibility. We can't keep letting the same scenario pop up over and over again because that's actually limiting us in our ability to move forward in our life. Okay. So it's really important for us to note these. Another one, balance, right? Balancing our dreams with reality. I just covered that a few minutes ago. Job versus play. Look at yourself and see where you're not allowing yourself to play, or maybe where you're feeling guilty about the amount that you are playing. Okay, because it might not be that you're not playing, but maybe you finally found your joy and you finally found your ability to play And now you are feeling guilty because you're finding your ability to play, and you're realizing that you need more playtime instead of work time, right? And so that's going to make maybe that's going to make you feel uncomfortable because you're not used to having as much playtime. I mean, that's always been me. I've been under the guise of responsibility, so I haven't really allowed myself to have a whole lot of playtime. It's always been responsibility and playing the responsibility role. So, now I'm actually forcing myself to paint more, to give myself more time to make art. But that also means that I have to heal the wounds that are surrounding my self-worth. I have to heal the wounds that are surrounding my guilt. Okay. So I have to look at that. Now, I don't have to go into a deep dive with it, right? Like, I don't want to blame anybody. I don't want to blame my parents. I don't want to go through all of that, but I just want to look at it and recognize it and go, oh, well, I'm obviously playing out some wounds that are from somewhere in my childhood or in my corporate career or somewhere where I was made to feel guilty if I didn't work, 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 work. Okay. And now I have to release that. And it's uncomfortable. It's really hard, because for me, one of the things has been I've always been of service. And if I look at my astrological chart, it's what I came in here to do in the first half of my life. And so when somebody's in need of something, makes me want to be in service so that I could be a support system and I can help them. But that's not always healthy for me either. I have to find my way to balance, okay? Which means that sometimes we are going to have to tighten our boundaries. Avoid toxic influences, people, and places. So, if you have a habit of, not paying attention and going out with people that you end up getting in trouble with, maybe you go out and you drink too much, and then you are feeling sick the next day, or you can't work, or you can't cope with your family or whatever, or maybe you have toxic people hanging around you, who are always taking from you and not giving to you, or you're in toxic environments that are not healthy for you. Maybe it's a work environment. Maybe, like the work environment I was in, there was an expectation for you to work 16-hour days. This is where we have to look and see what is it that I'm allowing myself to play in, and what's the influence here? Why am I accepting this? Right? So we're being asked to awaken to higher levels, seeing with greater clarity what it is that we need to change or shift or transform in our life so we can have a better experience being us. And we're in a time of karmic completions. Now, I know I've said that for years and years and years, but the truth of the matter is that all of us are doing those completions in different ways on different timelines. I know my karmic completions will not finally end or come to a conclusion until March 2027. Okay. So I know I still have work to do. Now, you don't have to know when your karma completes, but what you do have to know is, am I engaging in the same behavior over and over and over again? In other words, am I picking the same places to to go to experience? Am I picking the same people? Am I picking the same situations, right? The same influences? If you are, that's karmic until you stop the karma. Okay. So, and the best way to sort through it is to look directly at it. We have to look at it. We have to, see what's coming at us, right? And maybe ask us ourselves some questions. If something makes you upset or something feels frustrating to you, a question is, should I keep it? Do I keep it? Do I let it go? Do I work with it? Or do I surrender to it? Or do I surrender it and let it go completely? Right? There's going to be 1,000% magnification on all of this. It's not going to be swept under the carpet. It's not. It's going to be amplified until it's screaming at us. And we can't avoid it because it wants to be resolved. So everything now gets amplified, even the good stuff. Good stuff gets amplified, the bad stuff gets. If the good stuff didn't get amplified, we might not know what good stuff is good, right? What's really good for us? What feels good for us, right? I notice for me that the more I do art, the more I want art. I want to watch everything art. I want to consume art. I want to buy art, except I'm not buying art, but I'm not buying art supplies either. I have enough stuff, but which is also for me a boundary, right? I need to put up that boundary so that I'm not buying art supplies that I don't need. Because that ties into another aspect of myself where I realized that I was buying art supplies consistently on a continuous basis because I wasn't doing enough art. So whenever I feel called to buy art supplies, I know that's a signal to me that I better start doing some kind of art because I'm not doing art and my soul wants art. So I'll look to buy an art supply because I haven't paid attention to my soul. I haven't fed my soul art or creativity. So think about what is it for you, right? What maybe are you doing that you can see that is coming up for you that needs to be, that needs to have more of your attention, okay? Because you're not giving it enough attention, and then your soul is longing for it, so it's calling you to it, but something about it doesn't make sense. It could be like me. I had to really sit and look at that with the art supplies. I'm like, why do I consistently want to buy art supplies? And then I realized because I was spending too much time looking at art and not doing art, right? My soul really wants to do art. All right. So it's time to be present so that we can see everything. In other words, don't wait for the house to fall on you. How many times? Do we get, I know, and I know I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday, but or today. How many times do we see the writing on the wall, right? Let's say you're going into a situation and what you need is not there. You have to create it for yourself. That might not be the situation for you. And yet, what you need not being there is the sign the universe is trying to show you. But if you're not getting that as your sign and you set yourself up in that space anyway, then the people in control of that space are gonna come in to give you a run for your money because you accepted what was not really in vibrational alignment with you. Okay. So you have to look at that, right? Don't wait for the house to fall on you. This is where we're at the crossroads. Okay, this is where we are at some big shifts and changes that are going to be taking life in another direction for us. Okay? And this week is going to be a rough week energetically because not only do we have these geostorms coming in, but we have these planets squaring each other, which is contention, right? It's fighting it. So it's important for us to understand that this is our liberation. And if your soul is saying it's done, let it be done. Or if your soul is like my soul saying, hey, I want more of this, then make the changes to bring in more and let yourself have that time, okay? Because these wounds that are coming up, they're coming up to be played out so that we can heal them. Anybody that is giving you a run for your money, that is being part of the discomfort, however that presents for you, is part of what is happening in order to heal that deep wound that you're playing out, right? We're healing the witch wound, right? That being burned at the stake, not being enough, right? Not being able to know our truth, not being able to trust ourselves. And that's everybody. Men are healing that, and women are healing that, okay? And so, this is an important time because it's time for us to stand in the light of who we are and what we came here to be and do and leave the darkness, leave the uncertainty, leave the doubt. Just let it go. Because the wounds that we carried were the gifts that we gave ourselves so that we could grow, that we could come into our fullness. And through the stuckness that we feel, that's where we're going to find our liberation. But if you were never stuck, then you wouldn't know what freedom feels like. And so we've all had some level of stuckness in our life. And now is a time where we need to feel our full liberation. And that's something that I've been working with since I got down here to Florida, because it's one thing that I've been feeling the deepest is my own personal liberation and my own freedom. And it's been very challenging because it's wanting to me to embrace the ability to just be me. And there are times where I'm like, I don't know exactly what that is because I have these imposed ideologies from my childhood growing up that I'm clearing, from my corporate job that I'm clearing, from all my marriages, relationships, friendships. So we have a lot of clearing to do. Right? We have a lot of clearing to do. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of liberation to have. We have a lot of transformation to go through. So, as I said, I'm working with a lot of people now who are identifying those wounds so that they can clear them. Why do we keep choosing to continue to go around that circle? Because most of the time we don't even know we're doing it. Most of the time we don't know we're doing it. We don't see it. We don't realize it. And it's because we're carrying a deep placement of lack. We're carrying a deep placement of self-worth issues, right? Lack of self-worth, self-love, self-compassion. Okay. But that's changing because these energies right now, mid-year, right now, the biggest time we're ever going to have, this is probably the biggest week of the year, is asking us to make it about ourselves now. It's asking you to make it about you. And if you're unsure of what you need or what you want, take some time, sit with yourself, see what makes you happy, see what lights you up and brings you joy. That's a very challenging thing to do when you don't really know what that is, because a lot of times we flow with the masses, right? When we have friends, we're like, oh yeah, I like the same thing, right? Even if we're not really 100%, oh yeah, I like it. Yeah, let's do it. We're good. I'm gonna go with you. And then maybe it's not really your thing, and you're not allowing what your thing is because nobody else is wanting to do that thing, right? Nobody else seems to gravitate toward that thing, whatever it is. Okay. So this is where it's really important for us to get very clear. This is it. The time is now. If you are not sitting with this, then I can tell you from my own experience, the things that you don't want will get louder. The things that you don't need are going to come right up in your face. The things that are not for you are going to run you over like a Mack truck. It's going to make you feel challenged because it's not for you, but yet you keep attempting to have it, do it, bring it in, access it, be one with it, marry it, love it, commune with it. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And the universe is going to make it incredibly loud so that you can give yourself full liberation from it to shine, no matter what it is. This is your time, our time, to see what our gifts are. What are our gifts, right? I didn't go to college for art. Half the time, I have no idea what I'm doing. Quite often, I'll ask Loretta for help with something or look to a YouTube channel or whatever. But I do it. I try it. And I put the confidence behind it that says you don't have to know because it's innate to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it, right? And I just use that. That's my go-to mantra for everything. You don't have to know, Maria. You don't have to know. It's okay. Just do it because your natural sense will kick in and it'll be okay. It'll figure out. It'll get worked through, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. It doesn't matter. I was driving the other day. Might have been Sunday, might have been yesterday. Right, every day feels like the other day. Doesn't feel like it has any any definition in my life. Like everything is the past is just one big past. It doesn't have any separate components to months, days, but I was driving the other day and I was passing something and I saw a real estate sign. And I remembered a time in my life when I really, really wanted to be a real estate person, a real estate salesperson, right? I had this crazy, like really burning desire to do that, but it wasn't accepted by, my family. I think I might have been married at the time, whatever. So I didn't give it my best shot, but I really feel like I would have been great at real estate. It was something that I wanted to do, and I got a real chuckle when I remembered that, because I mean, that's probably 30 years ago, like 30 years ago, right? And I had to laugh because I had forgotten all about that. I had forgotten, it's been so down deep inside of me that I had forgotten about it. But this is where we look at what our gifts are, right? What do we do best? What do you know? Like, what do you know? What floats your boat, right? What expresses through you easily? When I'm feeling really creative, art expresses through me very easily. But then energies like this come in, and I have an extremely challenging time seeing clearly, so I know now is not the time to touch my art because I likely will not do it justice in the way I'm going to paint it. So instead of doing that, I'm going to sit with myself and do a different process, right? I was talking to Arlene today and she was like, hey, you know, if you're feeling like you are, lacking clarity, she's like, you could call your energy back, right? And I thought, yeah, that's a great tool. I forgot about that. I used to use that all the time in my client sessions years and years and years and years and years ago, right? We can simply call our energy back from every place that we've ever been, that we've ever given it to. Right, just call the energy back. And I thought, yes, that is a really great process that we can do that would allow ourselves to come back into our fullness and bring back all of those fragmented parts of ourself that we could recapture, that we can reconnect with, right? So, in these energies, you might feel like a warrior wanting to take swift action, right? Like feeling that fiery side of yourself and be like, I'm gonna go and put my voice here or take this or stand for that, or I'm gonna whatever you're gonna do, right? Whether you're, I mean, listen, you could go riot too, right? But not that I would suggest that, but hey, if that was what floated your boat, and you were feeling your warrior side, you might do that. Or you could be the other side, like what I'm feeling, which is this deep, deep sense of introspection, right? This very introspective, wanting to go within, like the idea of going out and sitting in the middle of a field, really just like being one with earth and nature. That would be something, right? That would be something that would feel really good to do. I don't know if I'd do that down here in Florida because, well, I couldn't do it in Stony Brook, and I really couldn't do it in when I lived in Medford either, because down here there's a lot of crawly things in the sand and the grasses and stuff like that. There's a lot of fire ants down here, so I don't necessarily think I would take a blanket and sit on the grass. But I would take a blanket, or I would take a cloth or something, or and sit on the cement under the pole barn. That I would definitely do, and I would connect in that way, right? Because we had the same thing in Stony Brook, was a lot of fire ants and ants in general and whatnot. But if you're in a place where you could go out and you could sit in a field. That if you're maybe another idea would be to go sit at a park, sit on the bench or something like that. I have a really cute park not too far from here, about a half an hour from the everything is far from where I live. So when I say not too far from here and then I say a half an hour, it's because everything is about a half an hour to 40 minutes from here. So But sitting on a bench and really connecting to the earth, or going down by the water, right? Maybe you live near a beach and you can get down by the water. That's another good way of connecting, right? Maybe feeling the need to get really earthy and grounded, you know? That's kind of what I'm feeling. I'm not feeling all fiery. I'm feeling the really like the turtle from Nemo. I forget what his name was. But I'm feeling like, yo, dude, let's just chill, you know, that kind of vibe, right? Whatever you're feeling, just tune into that and see how that feels for you, right? What is calling you? Because this is clearly a new chapter of our life that is evolving, okay? And it's a pure liberation from the old methods, the old modalities, and even old teachers that are no longer resonating with us, okay? So it allows, when we can let go, it allows for us to deepen our connection within ourself. We don't need anybody to tell us that we could do that. We don't need anybody to show us how to do that. That's all innate within ourself. However, if we're not making enough downtime, and now I talked about that in the beginning of this, right? It's like, if we're not taking enough introspective time to really sit with ourselves, to be in the discomfort of being with ourselves, then we're not going to discover the inner secrets. We're going to keep looking to people outside of ourselves, thinking we need this one for that, and that one for that, and this one. I remember, you know, like one of the things that really helped me is, you know, my mentor Lisa, when she was she would talk about how everything is an activation for us, right? So when you go for a class, I mean, like I've told you in the past, I've gone for all different types of healing modalities, magnified healing, the IET. I've gone for another angelic realm kind of, you know, ability for reading. I have certification in Usui and Karuna Reiki. I mean, like, you know, I've gotten so many certifications, my nutrition certification, that, you know, the big joke with her was like, how many certifications are you gonna get? You could like literally wallpaper your room, but it's true, right? Not that we shouldn't do it, because if it really brings joy, then by all means do it. If it's a mode of self-discovery and it helps heal a wound, especially the witch wound of not being enough, right? Then by all means do it. But if we're doing it because we're not trusting what is innate to us, then we're doing it for the wrong reason. And the universe is going to point that out to us in some way, shape, or form. And that's important to see. It's really important. It's as important as anything else that we're doing, right? When the universe is pointing to us saying, you don't need that piece of paper, you don't need that person's validation, you don't need that award, you don't need that recognition, you don't need that invitation, you don't need any of that, because at the end of the day, you are enough. Just being you are enough. Right? That took me my whole entire life to learn that I'm enough just being me. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I'm not here to, you know, blow smoke up your pipe. I'm here to bring truth. I'm a truth bringer. I'm a truth sayer. Okay. And I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But I'm gonna bring you the truth so that you know what the truth feels like, right? This is the highest level that comes through me. This is why we do a little bit of everything, and I'm not focused on a one thing because I'm giving you the combination of everything. This is why this is happening. This is how it's happening. This is where it's happening. This is what can be expected here. So that if you are in a struggle, you understand why you're in a struggle. You understand why you might feel confused. You might understand why things feel a little foggy or uncertain, and that it's okay to feel that way, right? Because the worst thing that I hear out there in the spiritual communities all over the place is that it's not okay. It's not okay to feel uncertain. It's not okay to feel a lack of clarity. It's not okay to not know what your wounds are, right? It's okay to not know any of that. But what's not okay is if you go into avoidance and you don't sit with them and you don't feel them. That's not okay. Because you're never gonna grow. You're never gonna grow. And if you only surround yourself with people that tell you how much they love you and how wonderful you are and all of that sort of stuff, you're never gonna grow. You need to be challenged. And we need to occasionally have the people in our life that don't make it easy for us. I've had a lot of those people in my life that didn't make it easy for us. That didn't make it easy for me, right? But they're the ones that help me grow. That's why we pick them. That's why we have them in our life, because they help us grow. Okay. So make sure that you're really sitting with all that you are. Okay? Because this is an important time. We are being liberated. We are deepening the connection with ourselves. How you connect is changing. How is your connection changing things in your life? That's the other question I have for you, right? How is it changing who you are? How is it changing what you're doing? How is it changing what you're expecting from yourself? How are you embodying now? Are you embodying? Are you being the fullest you? Even if it means being different from the people that you're associated with, or that you work with, or that you love with, or that you live with, right? Can you really be your most authentic self? And be okay with that in every sense. One thing I want to point out is that the collective might not be conscious of what's taking place with these energies. And if they're not conscious and they're feeling more of their warrior energy than feeling the divine within that wants us to liberate the warrior, liberate these aspects that want to. That make us fiery, that can bring us into destruction instead of liberation. They might not understand this aspect of what's taking place on the earth right now. And so it probably will be played out in chaos, because I do see that for the next 6 months, that there is a great potential for chaos as things really heat up out there. And this is, very personal for each one, so no judgments for anybody, but just know that if you want to really grow yourself and you want to liberate yourself and you want to really initiate your freedom and stretch, you have to go within. You can't look to the outer world, right? Because that's the illusion is collapsing. So this is where, These energies are going to be raising us to a new level of consciousness, raising us to our own personal highest highs. So we have to get clear on what it is and how we want to move forward, right? What it is for us, what it means for us. So let yourself feel the feels and go deep, go really deep, okay? I shared that with you again. I'm going to just say this again. When Sunny passed, right? The chicken. I really had a connection to that chicken. And when she passed, and it was horrific, I didn't share the details with you, but it was super horrific. And my nervous system went through something. And it created an opportunity for me to really go through the wounds that I held, go through some of the scars that I carried, only to recognize that none of that defined me in any way. None of my interactions with anyone in my past defines me in any way. It helped me shape into who I am, but it doesn't define who I am. And it really helped me to go through the process of that and feel all the feels so I could let it go. We're in energy that's wanting to liberate us from our ego. And that was a lot of ego that was coming up for me. That was a lot of old, a lot of wounds, a lot, the witch wound was coming up where I couldn't help her, I couldn't save her, I could be, self-worth, the whole nine yards and everything. Let it come up. Let yourself feel it. So that you could see where your work is. Okay. We'll be heading into the solstice on the 20th. The solstice energy is going to bring us a reset of energy. However, this big energy that I'm talking about is not going to be completed until the 22nd of this month. Okay. Even though the solstice is on the 20th, the solstice is going to start to shift this energy. Because the solstice is always about a reset. It brings the energy of powerful manifestation, expansion of intuition, and further assists us in releasing so that we can embrace the new. Now, something else that we can do, one of my favorites is Palo Santo, right? So it's so good for clearing and balancing and healing the nervous system, especially if we're feeling fragmented. It's good for emotional balance and connection to the higher realms, clears negative energies. So I would say if you like Palo Santo, I would use that. Okay. And also, something else that would be good if you don't have the ability to take a bath, like I don't really have an ability to take a bath here. I didn't have an ability to take a bath in Stony Brook or in Medford, right? All the tubs are super shallow, and it's not like I would use those tubs at all because the nature, but any bar of soap that is made with sea salt, okay? Sea salt soap is a great tool in the shower, and you can imagine the water running over you, cleansing your field. It's a big one that's important, okay? So I highly recommend doing that, right? That's something that I think is really important. So using some good practices, if some of you want to send me your practices, I'll share them to the rest of the community in an email if you want to do that. So be gentle with yourself as we go through this next week. It's very, very intense. Just allow yourself to feel the feels. I know it's hard, it can be uncomfortable, but this is like the deepest deepest part of us that's waking up. All right, let yourself feel it. Have those moments. Okay, I think we're going to end it here. Know that I love you so very much. And I will have the new calendar out to you soon so that we know what the next coming classes are. Have a wonderful rest of your week. I will see you again soon. Love you. Bye-bye.